So we started off with the shita of the Rambam and the Ritva about the three types of shogeg, right? What were the three types of shogeg? Who remembers? Right, meaning we have shogeg, the middle ground. That's what you go to Golis for. And we had shogeg karav l'ones and shogeg karav l'mezid. Somebody pointed out an important ha'ara yesterday that the Ritva doesn't use the lushan of karav l'ones. Who said that? Who gets the credit for that one? Okay, so good. Important point. I don't know what to do with it. The Rambam does use such a lushan of karav l'ones, but okay, so file it away. You know, and if one day it plays a role in understanding the sugya better, or understanding some other sugya better, so that'll help you. You know, in terms of maybe there is such a difference between the Rambam and the Ritva in that sense. Okay, but nevertheless we have this hagdora that both the Rambam and the Ritva use, and we can use this to understand a lot of different cases. And we had the point in the Rambam that where he lists off the cases of in the Mishnah, he left out an important case. Which case did he leave out? Correct, the case of the Ma'agel, but specifically when you are pulling it back towards yourself, you're Moshech the Ma'agel. That's where the Mishnah says that you are Chayv Golis or Potter from Golis. You are Potter from Golis, and the Rambam totally left that out. So the Kesef Mishnah sort of poo-pooed the whole thing, and he just said that, it's no big deal. You know, he said at the end, Chayin Kol Chayotze Bezeh. You know, he said all similar cases. The question is, he didn't say that for any other cases in the Mishnah. He only said it for that case. So it's not necessarily something you want to gloss over. And also, the Rambam added his big svara that we hadn't seen, or perhaps we had seen it, we just didn't know that we had seen it, right? That, what? Everything's fall down fast. Yes, okay. But specifically, we're looking for what? Looking for Derech Yerida versus Derech Aliyah in terms of a svara behind the chilek, right? What is the yisod behind Derech Aliyah? It's Karav L'Onis. And what's the yisod behind Derech Yerida? Right? It's more Karav L'Mezid, but it's not real Karav L'Mezid. It's perfectly shogeg in the middle there, right? And we said that is based from where? Based on the Or Sameach. He wants to say the Rambam is not making this up out of thin air. Rather, where is he getting it from? No, what's his source? What's his source? What's the Rambam's source? The Gemara and Daf Tes, right? We had the Machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rava/Rabba, right? Rav Chisda wanted to say, because we're talking over there about a Ger Toshav, that perhaps when it's Derech Yerida, what's the din? A Jew goes to Golus, and therefore what should be the case by a Ger Toshav? He also goes to Golus. So Derech Aliyah, where the Jew doesn't go to Golus, what should be the din by Ger Toshav? Correct. Meaning Rav Chisda says he's Chayav Nisa. And Rava says, what are you talking about? Just the opposite. Derech Yerida, the Jew goes to Golis. Derech Aliyah, the Jew doesn't go to Golis. And Kol Shekein, the guy shouldn't be killed. Right? So you have to fill in a little bit of the blanks. We did it yesterday without bringing in Tosfos, but Tosfos is the one who gets the credit for this. If you take a look in the Tosfos that we had on the Mar Makomos, right, which is Amar Lei. Right, we mentioned that Gemara yesterday. That it's when the guy kills, he's not allowed to go to Golus. When he does a Maisa, right, b'mezid, he doesn't go to Golus, so he said kol shekein when he doesn't do a b'isa b'mezid. So he said, nah, that's because he doesn't deserve the kapara. Right? So to here, why not say derech aliyah? Right? Derech aliyah, you don't deserve the kapara. Yesh lomar deleisle haitaima derech aliyah. Right? He doesn't hold of that pshat in derech aliyah. La mishum de lo sagile b'golus. El mishum de kil hu b'yoser miyirida. To have a ones biyoser, ones biyoser, sorry. The hilkach lo matzi amrit, the chomer biyoser miyirida. He says, no, it's just the opposite. Derech Aliyah is more of an ones. It's karav la'ones, and therefore that's why you don't go to Golis. Not because you're so terrible that you can't get a kapara. So that's the pshat in the machlokas in the Gemara. We mentioned yesterday, so what on earth is the pshat in Rav Chisda? Just having a machlokas in Metzius, which one is more accidental? So the Or Sameach that I forgot to copy for you, sorry about that. So the Or Sameach, as we mentioned at the end, was machalik, not necessarily between which one is more accident prone. Everyone agrees Derech Yerid is more accident prone, and Derech Aliyah is less accident prone. But rather, what is the focus? Right, meaning are we focusing on the Rotzeach only, or also the Nirtzach? Right? Perhaps, says the Or Sameach, that we're also focusing on the Nirtzach. If it's Derech Aliyah, and the Nirtzach sees that the guy is doing something Derech Aliyah, and he therefore feels that it's very safe for him to walk underneath, he says, what are the chances that an accident's going to happen when the guy's going Derech Aliyah? So now, the Rotzeach, according to Rava, doesn't have to think about that. They both are somech on the same idea that this possibility of something going wrong is very slim. And therefore, Derech Aliyah is Korav L'Onis. Shenkin, Rav Chisda says, no, you have to be a psychologist. You have to look at what the Nirtzach is going to think. You know that accidents are more rare when it comes to Derech Aliyah. And therefore, the Nirtzach is going to be more lax in his caution when he walks underneath you, and you have to cheshbon that in advance and realize that you have to be super careful. And thus, Derech Aliyah, although it is less accident-prone, is more of a pshia than Derech Yerida. That's how Rav Chisda wants to learn. Yeah?
Why don't you use the same logic and say that the guy who's walking the ladder should think that the guy's going to be very lax about, and not, since it's not going to happen so much, the guy's going to be lax about being careful that nothing falls, but he should be more careful.
Correct. No, it's also true. It's also true. But at the end of the day, what is your chiyuv of guarding yourself, right? We have a klal adam mu'ud li'olam, that in general, you have a chiyuv to take care of yourself. It's a three-way machlokas rishonim. When is the only time that, or when are the times that a person could be potter? So there is the most chomer shita is the Ramban shita, right? The Ramban shita is that only if the other person literally was at fault, it was ki'ilu, he was mazik himself via you. Let's say you're in a karate tournament and you're doing your katas and you're kicking and punching and flipping and whatever, and some guy decides he wants to stand in front of you while you're doing all that. So okay, then the Ramban would say that's not megeder adam mu'ud li'olam, bein ba'ones, bein baratzon, etc. Right? Because there, you dafka put yourself in harm's way. You know, if a guy's at a shooting range and he's shooting bullets into a target and you decide you want to stand in front of the target, that's the only time that you're potter. Here, there's no bullets going on. There's no major damage that's supposed to be incurred. Adaraba, it's very rare that somebody will get hurt in this circumstance. But therefore, it falls back onto the Rotzeach, the guy who's going to do the damage, to be careful and to cheshbon what other people are going to think. Okay, I'm not saying that's the Iker Svara, but at least it gives a little bit of a tam, more than just saying that they're arguing over what's the percentage of accidents that are going to happen in each case. Because that would be a very difficult machlokis to swallow. Okay, so this is all within the Or Sameach's understanding of the Rambam. So he says that's the makor for the Rambam saying that Derech Aliyah is korav le'onis and Derech Yerida is shogeg mamish, right? And now we can understand also the machlokes Rashi Tosfos that we had in the Mishnah. We had a machlokes in terms of what is this ma'agel? Is it, was there a shipua? Was there no shipua? So Tosfos is not goris any type of a shipua. And not only that, but Tosfos is not goris the other part of the Mishnah, which says that if he's moshech it towards him, that he's potter, like we saw in the Rambam as well. Yes? Rashi specifically.
It seems like, Tosfos says, in the beginning of Tosfos, that in the olden days, they didn't have any slant. The olden days was a flat roof, unlike
right.
Now.
Right.
So that means there was a slant. There is a slant now. Right? And the olden
nobody means in the Mishnah.
In the Mishnah, they had to make a slant. They used tar to make a slant.
Disagree on that last line. Read the Tosfos. Definitely doesn't say it.
Yeah.
I'm saying. He says, "Shayu agagim sham loy mishupoim kemo shalanu, uchisheosem agag tochen also betit verotzim lahashvos tiach agag."
What's the point then? It hasn't helped.
It waterproofs the roof.
Yeah, but when, if water keeps on collecting,
I'm saying you can say the same thing about the ground. I'm saying eventually it slides off. I'm saying
the ground gets
it evaporates.
Absorbed,
I don't know.
It gets absorbed, evaporated, but this it just will keep on collecting.
But it won't.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the answer.
It's like a table. If you just like keep more of a flat table, keep more water on it, eventually it'll spill off the sides. As long as the table doesn't get like,
there'll be a little bit of water in the middle, but it'll evaporate. I'm saying.
No, soon it'll make like a.
I hear your taina architecturally speaking, but Lemaisa, that's not what Tulsa says.
What I'm saying is, but then
black.
It's not like
perfect.
It's black. It'll just slide off. Nope, I'm saying it's black.
There will be a collection of water. I agree with you. I'm saying
then after a few houses get crazy leaks, I'm sure even the.
I don't know. Listen, I mean, there is a concept of things being waterproof, right? I'm saying there is a concept of, I mean, you have a pool. Swimming pool, for example, right? It's full of water, but like it doesn't leak because it's waterproof. I'm saying it's made to hold water. You have this cup, I'm saying it's full of water, right? And it doesn't leak. I'm saying it's not. I don't know. I'm saying like there are such things in the world. I understand what you're saying, and you're saying that you have to put 2 + 2 together because otherwise everybody who lived at that time was a fool. Okay, I don't know, but Lemaisa Tosfos doesn't seem to think that the purpose of spreading the tar on the rooftop was so that the water would slide off. I was reading Tosfos as saying, if I wouldn't have had Rashi, I think you may, I don't know, I can't tell you what you're thinking. I'm saying, I would be influenced by Rashi telling me that that was the function of it. But Tosfos Dafka doesn't say what Rashi says. Right? Didn't work yesterday. I was just curious if it was working. Anyway, the... No, it's all good. Anyway, this conversation has been brought to you by Abraham Roofing. Anyway, the... This is a real roofing company. Anyway, the... Okay. Well, Maisa Tosfos doesn't mention any chilek. Rashi is clearly telling you what's the chilek between Moshech versus Ma'agel, Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida. So if it's Derech Yerida, you're going to be Chayiv, Golos. If it's Derech Aliyah, you're going to be Potter from Golos. Tosfos doesn't make the chilek. He just seems to say that if you're going in a circular motion, if you're going in a straight motion, backward motion, you're Chayiv, finished, you go to Golos. Same level of Onis. Same level of Shogi. What? Right, so no, clearly Tosfos is working with a different text in the Mishnah, as the Aruch Lener points out from the Yerushalmi. I'm saying there's clearly different texts in the Mishnah, because otherwise he's not going to sit there and argue with the Mishnah, right, while the Mishnah's on the page, you know. So, okay, and so too with the Rambam. So now we can suggest, as you guys said yesterday, a Poshet Chilik that exists between the case of the Ma'agil, and it's not necessary that it has to be Dafka Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida. Right? What's the Pashat Chilik that we can have? Tosfos might be holding like the Rambam, that Derech Yerida versus Derech Aliyah is not a set in stone law that up is no Golis, down is yes Golis. Although, we're going to have to work through the Gemaras on Zion Amid Beis to figure out exactly how those play into this conversation. But we'll see that you can be consistent in the Rambam at least.
What
does that call? What does that call? Zeklal is always to include an extra case. Whenever the Mishnah says Zaklal, Gemara always says the same thing. Zaklal lasuye mai, right? Saying it's always to include an extra case. Saying, but Lemaisa, before we get to that, we will hopefully deal with all this. But before we get to that, just Pashup Shad in the Tosfos seems to be that we're not tola everything on Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida. We're tola some things on whether or not it's Begeder Korav La'ones or whether or not it's middle ground Shogeg. Like the Rambam. And therefore, it's shayach that Tosfos and the Rambam would hold against this Mishnah that when a person is Moshech, the Ma'agel, toward himself, if it falls off, he's still chayiv galus because when you're doing such jobs on the roof, it's incumbent upon you to be more careful. It's not that like when you push out with a Ma'agel, oh, now it's going to slip out of my hands. But when you push in, oh, now it's not going to slip out of my hands. It's equally shayach that it'll slip out of your hand both times. Keep a steady grip. Know what you're doing, and you know, you won't kill anybody. Yeah? So I'm going to say that I don't think that's true in Rashi. I don't think Rashi is being machalik at all between Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah in terms of Svara. Rashi has Xeris HaKosev. Rashi says, it says in the Torah, Derech Aliyah is Potter from Golas, Derech Yerida is Chayev in Golas. That's it. That's all there is to say. And Rashi's going with Poshup Shat in the Gemara, because we're going to see we have these cases. I mean, you saw these Gemaras already. You have the cases of the Katsav that he's Dafka going up and he's going down with the cleaver. And I'm saying, like, these are, there's a cost of type Chilukim. We're talking about Aliyah, the Rida Litzarech Aliyah, if the rung in the ladder is stuck in there well versus if it's shaky. Or if it's rotten and it sags. These are all Xeris HaKosev, says Rashi. Where's the Chilik and Svara? We're not trying to outsmart the Torah here. And the Birkas Avram actually quotes a Rashi on Zayin Amid Beis that he thinks is also a good raya for this. Which Rashi does he quote? De Ramaschil Lahavi Yerida Sheitzarech Aliyah. So it says, Kigon, it says, for example, Harotze lahorim yado bekoach, vigarzin biyado, umashpil tchila es gufo, vishochel lefonov kide lahorim bekoach, uvahashpalaso horag. Delote mohoel vitsorech aliyah hu pater migalus, the hoxiv vayipo. So what's Rashi talking about here? He's saying, when we're going, and he gives an example of Yerida Shehi Litzarech Aliyah. So what's the guy doing? He really wants to bring the axe up. So what does he do to bring the axe up? He bends forward to get that extra momentum. So don't argue that counts as what? Right? Don't say, since it's a Tzarech Aliyah, you're going to be putter from Galus. Because really, it's Ki'il Yudin Aliyah. No! It's considered Yerida. Why? Because you were going down. Is there any svara to be machalik between a guy who dafka is mashpil himself slightly versus a guy who's not mashpil himself slightly? Of course not. That's stam exeris akasuv. The Torah says when you're going down, you're chayev. When you're going up, you're potter. So if you were going down, even just like to get the axe moving, you went like this for a second, and that's how you killed somebody. You go to Golas. That's Rashi, right? So he's clearly saying there's no chilik in svara. The Torah says Derech Yerida goes to Golus. There's nothing else to talk about. Is there more of a tzad to say that the guy was more poshea because he was bending forward than less poshea? I don't think so. And thus, the Birkas Avraham wants to tell you that this is a good raya that Rashi is a strict Xeris HaKosev man. He's very into Derech Yerida versus Derech Aliyah being what the Torah said, and that's it. Right, which is Bikar and what you see from Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Whereas you can argue that Tosos and the Rambam say no, we'll have to learn these Gemaras properly according to Tosos and the Rambam. But Tosos and the Rambam say that no, it's really totally in what's considered Karav La'onis versus what's considered Shogeg Mamish. And thus, Tosos and the Rambam don't make the chilik in the case of Ma'agel, and they don't care that when you're smoothing out the roof, it has to be done Derech Yerida versus Derech Aliyah, whereas Rashi does care. Rashi says that you have to angle the tit, you have to angle the tar that you're spreading on top of the roof. Otherwise, the whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Why would there be more svara to say that you're chayev when you go forward than when you go backward, or than when you go towards yourself? Equally, it makes equal amount of sense to say that you're chayev golus or putter from golus in both cases. Elamai, Rashi's saying, is exeris hakosav, derech yerida goes to golus. And that's it. In this case, since there's a slight chipua on the roof, you go to golus for derech yerida. Okay. I think that that helps us a little bit in terms of understanding the basic sugi here. Also, did we ever answer the question, not according to the Pnei Yeshua, according to the Ritva? I think we just, let's just go back to it. If we did it already, I apologize. I said, Elohein HaGolin HaHoreg Nefesh B'Shkoga. Right? So, Frek the Pnei Yoshua, right? Every Bar Bei Rav, every kid in Cheder knows that you go to Golis if you kill somebody B'Shogig. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. It's a bunch of Pasuk in Chumash. You know? So, So I don't understand why the Mishnah has to give us this heading, Hahoreg Nefesh Bishgaga. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to give the whole, he has the whole Lamda Shavuot over there in terms of, because really everybody goes to Golis first. Right, we spoke about that yesterday. However, now that we understand the Rambam and the Ritva, and perhaps also Tosfos a little bit better, we can appreciate the Ritva's Teretz a little bit better. Right, the Ritva's Teretz was what? Anybody remember? What? No, not before we got... Let me just... Did I bring my Ritva? Of course not. Anyone have one? Thank you. Second one. Okay. Okay, great. So the Ritva ends off, V'hainu dekotani Eloin agolin haorig nevesh b'shgoga klomar b'sdam shgoga she'in ba lo ones v'lo tzad zadon. Haorig nevesh b'shgoga. That's who goes to Golos. Right? But not Korav Leones and not Korav Lemezid. But now we can understand the Ritva so much better. Because what's the rest of the Mishnah doing? It's defining what's Korav Leones and what's Korav Leshkoga and what's Korav Lemezid and what's Shogeg Mamish. When we understand the chilak of Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida being Ones versus Shogeg, now the heading of the Mishnah makes so much more sense. The Mishnah says, who goes to Golos? Someone who's considered Shogeg. What is that? I'll tell you. Not Derech Aliyah, yes, Derech Yerida. I'll give you these cases to understand it. Right? I think that's pshat, if you learn like those Rishonim, that's pshat in why the Mishnah has such a heading. What? He had some. He definitely had most of our Mishnah. The question is, did he have that one line? Okay. And just Derech Agav, I'm sure you saw this Tosfos, but it's a good Tosfos to keep in mind in terms of the cases. Why do you have all these cases? Right? You saw that Tosfos on the bottom there? Hayayor Besulam? Tosfos on the Mishnah. If you don't remember it, take a look inside. It's just a good Tosfos to know. Have one of those Shas Lublin Gemaras. And at the end of, they have like review questions on the daf. So they asked this question, and I didn't remember the answer. I felt bad. I'm like, oh, I just gave shir on that omit today, and I don't remember the answer to that question. He says, why do they have all the cases in the... So I was like, I better talk about that Tosfos and shir. Anyway, so Tosfos just has a poshup shot. That hayayorid besulam, yesh omrim, detana lozu avzu kotoni. It's a case of lozu avzu. Lozu ma'agel devada yesh l'chayvo golus delamalo nizar. Right? So he's saying, of course, the case of ma'agel, which is the first case of the Mishnah, goes to golus. Because what? You have something in your hand. Don't drop it. Right? Don't throw things off of rooftops. You know? Rule number one. You know, don't throw things off of rooftops. Don't throw things out of 10-story windows. You know, people tend to get hurt when that happens. Okay, so it's a davar pashit that you go to Golis there. Ela af mishal shel b'chavis tishapir mizar shel yishbar chaviso imnaf of a harik chayiv. Right? Even a case where you're lowering a barrel down from a roof and the rope snaps, right, or something to that extent. So that's considered chayiv golus as well, even though clearly you're trying to be careful because you don't want whatever's inside that barrel to smash all over the place and be lost. Right? So you're going to be a little bit more careful. V'o delo zu avzu yored besulam detvei nizer kedei shelo yipol. Right? The most careful, hopefully, we are with our own selves. Right? People don't want to fall off of ladders. And therefore, the biggest chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you yourself are going down the ladder, and chances are you wanted to be extremely careful not to fall off the ladder, but nevertheless, you fell. So you might consider that Korav Leones. No, that's still considered Shogeg. So that's how Tosfos wants to understand the three cases of the Mishnah. But essentially, what's the yisod of the Mishnah? Derech Yerida, Chayav, Derech Aliyah, Potter, and perhaps, according to the Rambam, the Ritva and Tosfos, the Yisod of the Mishnah is Derech Aliyah equals Korav Leones, and Derech Yerida equals equals shogeg mamish, whereas Rashi is not nichnas into this parsha. Rashi is not concerned with defining these characteristics as such. Yes.
So does this mean though that Tosfot is he's just when he's making these distinctions among these three cases, he's like putting them in order of getting closer to the biggest kaddish, which is karoloni. So that means that he's like in the Mishnah, he's saying that first we're saying cases that are shogeg, and then we're saying cases that are oni.
Right, that's the style of lo zu av zu. The Gemara does that from time to time.
What I'm saying is, though, is that, like, we were, like, later on, though, when we're playing our pista, we say that he says that, Derech Aliyah is really, really, close to mid.
Okay.
So that's, I'm saying, can we learn, like, mirror anything that a close vote is?
No. I think Tosfos is just going within Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, and he's saying the Mishnah is using a particular style. That style is called Lozu Avsu, where you learn the smallest Chiddush first and you work your way up to the biggest Chiddush.
Exactly. So, I'm saying that
so how does that affect Rav Chisda?
Derech Aliyah, according to Tosfot, explaining the Mishnah,
right.
is honey, or carbonate.
So you're saying if we follow it through to the cases where it's Derech Aliyah? Well, let's see. I'm saying, then we say, where is it? Right.
And then you're working out to the biggest kaddish. So the least thing that you would think is karav la'onis is this. The next thing that you would think is karav la'onis is this. And this, which you would for sure think is karav la'onis, is this. Right? But so it sounds like he's making a distinction between shogeg and karav la'onis instead of shogeg and karav la'onis. So it seems like he's saying that Yerida is shogeg and Aliyah is karav la'onis.
I don't think he's working within the three cases. I think he's saying we have three cases of Derech Yerida. Why do we need three cases? Just say Derech Yerida and let's go home early. Right? So he says, no, within Derech Yerida we have three cases. Memela, within Derech Aliyah there will also be three cases. But I don't think there's a natural progression from the Derech Yerida to the Derech Aliyah. I think that's one major distinction. And then it's up to the Amoraim to decide whether the distinction is that Derech Aliyah is potter from Golas because it's Korav L'Ones or because it's Korav L'Mezid. Right? But I don't think that the Lozu Avzu follows through to that Chilik. I think it's just within those three cases, Tosa's just asking, like, give me a rule and we'll have an early lunch. You know, why do we have to go through cases? Right? Yeah. Tosos is working down from being Karov Leones. Yeah, because... No, sorry. Karov Lemezid, you're right. Yeah, right, saying that if the case of the Magela is, like, what's wrong with you? You're not at all careful, right? And then we have that, you know, clearly a person will be more careful with an expensive barrel of wine, and then with one's own self, they'll be the most careful, so that's the most of an onus. Okay, good. All right, just Derech Agav. I had on the second half of the Maror Makomos a discussion of Bizman Hazeh. We obviously don't have the Ari Miklat. We may have access to some of the Ari Miklat, I don't know. But we don't have the din of going to Golis Bizman Hazeh. So there is a statement of the tour in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tov Chaf Hei. He quotes from the Gaonim, specifically Rav Natrinoi Gaon, that nowadays we don't have any din of Golis or Mises Beis Din. So what can we do for a person who is horig b'shogeg, or even a person who's horig b'mezid? So he says, one of the things we could do, right, is we can give the person makas mardis. Obviously, this isn't a place where the Jewish people are running the show. If it's a place where the secular government of whatever country you're in is running the show, then I would not recommend trying to, you know, mete out any type of capital or corporal punishments. You'll get in big trouble. So So he says we can give the guy makas mardus, we can be menade him, we can put him in some type of cherem, you know, or we can not give him aliyas, we can do things to him to try to show that we disapprove of his actions. And we mentioned the Agos Maimoni in the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Rotzeach in the Rambam. He quotes the tour and he adds that that's all min hadin, that we can't kill anybody and we can't give any goals. However, there is a concept that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Vav and Aleph mentions that Beis Din can be makin va'onshin shalom in hadin lehoroas sha'al migdar milsa. Right? If there's a particular pirtza in Klal Yisrael that things are getting out of hand, there is a concept of Beis Din makin va'onshin shalom in hadin that they can give punishments that are undeserving, and or not, or in order to sort of close that gap and try to reform Klal Yisrael a little bit, rather than to have things continue to go in the terrible way that they're going, and therefore they can even you know, on some level kill somebody if they're able to. Obviously, if they're able to get away with it, I don't think mitzias wise that could happen, that they would get away with doing such a thing, right? And they could even, punish people, give makas martis, etc. Shalom min hadin. It would not be in accordance with the halacha, but nevertheless, if there was something going so crazy that Beis Din felt the need to close that gap, then they could do such a thing on a temporary basis. They can't institute that in any permanent way. And it's lav dafka only the Beis Din. Even the political leaders of the Jewish community, what they call the tovei ha'ir, the leaders, not necessarily the most learned people, if they see things getting out of hand, and they, in order to help the klal, they can institute such serious punishments. Okay, but nevertheless, this is not common practice. But halacha lemaisa, the Rambam does quote this Gemara, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Chaf Dalet Halacha Dalet, and it is found in Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Beis of Choshen Mishpat, that Beis Din has the right to be makev onus shalom and aden lemigder milsa. As a horosh shah. There's a famous tshuva that Rav Moshe has about the death penalty. You ever hear of it?
Yeah.
So he writes to the mayor or the governor of New York. It's apparently the death penalty was a hot topic, so the governor of New York asked all the local religious leaders what their religion's view on the death penalty is. So Rav Moshe has a long tshuva about, it's a normal sized tshuva, about the Jewish view on the death penalty, and he first includes the Gemara in Makkos that we didn't see together, but it's on Zion Amid Aleph if you want to check it out, about Beis Din killed so infrequently due to the law, due to the pasuk of Yitzilu Ha'eda, and therefore you have to take these things so seriously, and even if you have the slightest shebis, slightest suffik, you're not allowed to perform Misa. Rav Moshe even says that really Misa is not designed as a punishment that one is supposed to receive. Right? He has an interesting yesod that he says that Misa is there to demonstrate the Chomer Ha'isser. In other words, when you're taught as a young kid, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Chayev Misa. Ooh, Chayev Misa. Wow, that must be a serious din. Right? Right? It's something which... What? It's not a bluff. Karis is pretty serious, Karis is pretty serious. You get Karis too if you're Mechal Shabbos. Listen, between you and me, if a person's Mechal Shabbos b'mezid with Edim and Asra, the best thing that could happen to him is if he gets the Misa, because then he's not Chayv Karis anymore. If you don't get the Misa, you're still Chayv Karis when you die. So that's no good. You don't want to go up to Shemayim still being Chayv Karis. Okay, Lamaisa, it's terrible. No, but what Rav Moshe is saying is, it's not really designed that you should get the Misa. Everything is set up in the system of Jewish law that you don't actually get the Misa. Because we don't want Beis Din to be killing people, but we want people to realize that this is a huge deal. Bizman Azeh, for example, Lo Sinof, for example, is, it's therapeutic. To be mizana with somebody else every once in a while, humans are not supposed to be monogamous. It's against their nature, Okay, so lo sinof in the world at large is kilu, doesn't exist anymore, But the Torah says if you violate an isser arayis, you're chayav misa. So that's for a Jew to, not necessarily because you're going to get the misa, but it's for a Jew to understand that we don't view it that way at all. We view this as a capital crime. This is something you have to take extremely seriously. And thus, even when there are no dinim of Dalet Misos, In Batidin, there is still this understanding of the purpose of the Chiyav Misa, which is to realize how serious these averis are. And then Rav Moshe ends off, nonetheless, even having said all that, that we never really actually kill anybody, he says there is this concept, that we mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Memvava Med Aleph, that they're based in Makan Va'onshin Shalom and Adin, Lo Ruah Shah, and he says, and therefore, if you as the governor of New York City feel that it's necessary to rein in the troops and to try to, you know, get all these terrible crimes to stop being committed in the New York State area, perhaps it would be permissible for you to institute the death penalty under, you know, temporary circumstances, you know, in order to, you know, even according to Jewish law. Again, this halacha lemaisa, I don't know that Rav Moshe was dafka talking about only Jews. You know, I don't think the chomer of drishas and chakiris and all of the hitzilu ha'eda dafka applies to the eda. Doesn't necessarily apply to non-Jews as well, but nevertheless, he was just trying to represent the Jewish view on the death penalty. Now, granted, that's the death penalty for Jews, not necessarily for all citizens of the state of New York, but nevertheless, it's an important yesod even that non-Jews can recognize for themselves. Okay. Yes?
Well, since nowadays there's no gala, so how can we just give some martyrs here to Saudi Arabia?
So again, min hadin, they could institute makas mardus whenever they see fit. If you can't, if it looks like you're going to get away with it, you know. So a guy here, was very not careful and he killed somebody b'shogeg. It could be that there will be an outcry among the people that has this guy he just killed somebody's kid or Nebuchadnezzar, he just you know, killed somebody else, somebody's father. I'm saying somebody's mother, whatever. And now he's just going to go home and you know he's going to sit along the Mizrach wall of the shul and you know get shlishi and shul the Shabbos. Like, no, we gotta what? Makas Mardus, which is a Durabanan type of Malkus, so according to the Gaonim, that was instituted for such circumstances. But that's actually Minadin, that's not even Horoa Shah. Okay, which brings it to a very interesting tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is talking about a case where someone killed two people. He killed, I believe it was his own son and somebody he was teaching. I'm not sure exactly what happened. He doesn't go through the Maisa. But he killed two children, Bishogig. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the guy wants to know what he's supposed to do. This is, by the way, in Madura Tinyana Simon Gimel. If you ever have access to a Jewish Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's worthwhile to read it inside. He writes that, listen, he says that Bizman Azeh, we have no, right? We have no dinim of gullus. Why? Because the gullus is tolui in the Ari Miklat. Interesting chilek that he makes. We'll get back to it hopefully soon. He says, the going to gullus is tolui in there being Ari Miklat. If there are no Ari Miklat, you can't go to gullus. So he says, therefore, you there's nothing you can do. You can't just like go from your town and become a wandering Jew and go somewhere else and call that going to gullus. Anyway, so he lists off, so what should you do? So he says a very interesting idea of doing tshuva. He says, I'll read you, I copied down the lashon of the tshuva. It says, Reishis ha-tshuva yiyah acharei shenergu b'no u'mishorso ha-na'ar v'lo asu peiros ba'olam hu yakim zera lahem. Interesting. He says, they never will have the opportunity to have children of their own. It's your job to have children for them. How so? Dehainu, shavur b'no anerog yachshov Bim haya zoche lahachniso lechupa, kama haya motzi alav nidunya umalbushim v'sharei haotzos. You should cheshbon what kind of a chasana you would have made for your son. V'yafrish kefi asach ahu sheyir lekeren kayemes leomei olamim. V'amumurvachim yuchsak ben oni legodlo ulelamdo Torah ugemara at sheyir ben tesvav shanim sheyuchal leshalcho lilmod biyeshiva. And you should take that money and you should use it to support a young boy who otherwise doesn't have a way to support himself and put him through yeshiva until he's 15 years old, put him through whatever childhood educational system they had until he's able to go learn in yeshiva. The achar kach, yuchsuk me meruvachim talmud acher, and then you should find another talmud, v'chein liolam. You should take all that money that you would have put aside for your own son and use it to support children who can't go to yeshiva because they don't have the funds, and you should continue doing it. V'hatalmidim ha'heim yikru'u al shem ben ha'nerag shuhu machzikam. And these students that you're raising to Torah and mitzvos, they will be mekayim the shame of your dead son. Vim yisulahem noshim v'yolidu banim haben habachor yikra b'shem anerag. And hopefully they'll be zocha to get married and they'll have children. Call the name of the bachor after the son that was killed. V'avur ha'nara misharis. And what about your assistant, your kid, the other kid that died? Yikabel ish al atzma litein kol yemei chayov midei shana b'shana litein mizeh schar limud livnei aniyim. B'shana harishona yishalim la'asara melamdim aniyim sheyulmedu yom yom shir l'toeles nishmas ha'arugim v'yom runusach ha'tfila v'kadish derabonan v'gam yifur sach ma me'am ruvachim yishulam le'ezel lomdim b'chol yom ha'yort site shir mishnayis u'lespal aleim v'lomer kadish derabonan. So basically you should support a number of melamdim to teach Torah to children based on a certain amount of money that you would have, And they should say Kaddish for him on his yortzeit, and they should daven on his behalf. Kol yemei chaye ha'ishahu yishalach biyom ha'yortzeit shelahem asor anoshim al kivram levakish avuro mehem mechila. And every day that the guy's still alive on the yortzeit, he should send 20 people to their graves to daven there and to ask mechila from the nifter that he killed. It's a very interesting derech of tshuva. I thought that he says that you have to try to be mashlim their makom in this world to the best of your ability, which means raising children and bnei banim to Torah and mitzvos, because that's really what their tachlis would have been had they lived. And therefore, you have to try your best to be mekayim their shame in this world. And then he goes on to personal things that one should do. He says uvinyan sigufim. Right, so he says, what should a person do about, you know, personal torture? Not literally torture, but personal affliction. So he says that the man is somewhat old. Lezeh roi l'hakilov. So we'll take it easy on him. You want to hear easy? Lezeh b'meshech gimel shanim yis'ane beiz vehei v'erev v'shchodesh v'aser yisimei tshuva u'lahashlem atanesim ha'elam. Should fast for 3 years every Monday and Thursday. All aser yisimei tshuva and every erev v'shchodesh, which is Yom Kippur Katan. So then he doesn't have to be mashlim the tainios anymore. He can just fast till chatzos. Right. So if he's traveling or he's in a difficult situation where it's impossible for him to fast, so he should be po'd to the fast with staka money. He should never go to a wedding. Zulas b'su'udas tzetzov oshu shushbin. Unless it's one of his children's weddings, or grandchildren's weddings, or he is, you know, a godfather or something to that effect at the wedding. Kol laila kodim shaholich lishon yisvade b'leiv nishbar ubebechios gedolos ulevakish mechilo kapara mehashem yisbarach. Every night before he goes to sleep, he should cry and do vidui and ask mechila from Hashem. Yikabal Hashem tfilosav etzidkosav etaniosav berachman v'chaper lo kapara gemura. And hopefully Hashem will forgive him for all these things because of all these things that he's doing. V'nefashos ha'arugim yispaisu, and hopefully those who were killed will be appeased. V'yalitzu tov ba'ado, and they will say good things about him in Shemayim. Kein nira l'ani yizdaiti. This is my opinion, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's a very interesting thing. So the moral of the story is don't kill anybody, because then you're going to have to fast a lot, right? So, and that's really what matters, right? No, l'maisa. Lemaisa, you see how serious they took these avonos, and you know, obviously I can't imagine that anyone would need to tell you. I actually know one guy who killed someone in a car accident, and he's never been the same since. Like, and he was you know, a kid at the time, and I think it was his fault, but again, he was a kid driving a car. It wasn't like he took out a gun and shot somebody, but he hasn't been the same person since. It like took his life, and his whole life made a U-turn in where he thought he was going. It's so like we look at this and we see like this is so serious. How could he ask somebody to do this? People would be running to do stuff like this if the guilt that a person feels after taking another life. You know, people would run to do such kaparas that anything that they think that's going to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to appease the nifter. You know, people will be very excited to find out that they have to fast and have to, you know, bring difficulties upon themselves. Okay, nevertheless, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's famous tshuva about this. I just wanted to go back from a lamdisha standpoint to discuss why is it that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the lack of of galus is tolui in the lack of an ir miklat. What would you have said? Maybe you would have said that. I don't know. I'll tell you what I would have said. I don't know. What would you have said first? No Kohen Gadol, no Sanhedrin, no Dine Nefashis in general, right? In other words, what's the halacha? Can a regular Beis Din give Misa, a Beis Din of Chaf Gimel, can they give Misa? You got a 1 out of 2 chance. And you're right either way. It depends. What does it depend on? Whether or not the Sanhedrin is sitting in the Lishchas HaGazis. If the Sanhedrin is sitting in the Lishchas HaGazis, then a Beis Din of Chaf Gimel outside can give Misa. But if there's no Sanhedrin sitting in the Lishchas HaGazis, then the Beis Din can't, then the regular Beis Din can't give Misa either. So we don't have a Sanhedrin sitting in Lishchas HaGazis, so we can't give Misa's Beis Din, we can't give Golis. What does that have to do with the Ir Miklot? Right? And not only that, but if you look in the Rambam and the Tur, it's... For sure, he would run first to the Ir Miklot. So, but if you look in the Rambam and the Tur, they put Dine Golios together with Dine Misa's Beis Din. So it's really one, they're really two sides of the same coin. That sometimes when you kill somebody, you chayev Golos, and sometimes you chayev Misa. So all that's totally in the Sanhedrin. Yeah? I didn't understand. Okay, I think you're right. I think you're right. I just want to say it over a little bit differently. But it's the same idea, I think. Right, so you can find this answer. I noticed it afterwards. You can find this alluded to in the Bi Ragra and Shulchan Aruch Simin Tav Chaf Hei. But basically, what you can argue that what Rabbi Kiva Eger is trying to say is that the din are miklot bizman hazeh could be what even latzei shidei shemayim. Sometimes we have a concept that yes, b'dinei Adam, a person is potter, but b'dinei Shemayim, he's still chayiv. And therefore, a person can do something, let's say, yidei Shemayim. I don't know, anybody know any examples of that? Potter, b'dinei Adam, chayiv, b'dinei Shemayim?
Yeah,
Shemitah. Shemitah. Right. Okay, what else? Right, there's also a case of ribis, derabanan. I think we say, we paskin that it's in a yotzei b'dinei Adam, but it's chayiv b'dinei Shemayim to give it back. But there are a lot of cases like that where a person can be pater midinei adam and chayev midinei shemayim. So one could also say here in Golus, really there is an inyan as well of latzei sidei shemayim. A person wants to go to Golus because he feels that he needs the kapara, and Golus is mechaper, and therefore he wants to go there. But or you could just say more poshut, that he's afraid the Gol Adam is going to kill him, and he wants to run to Golus to get protected. He wants to run to Nir Miklat. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to tell you, there is no inyan, let's say, Sidei Shemayim when it comes to running to Golus anymore. That inyan of being Yotzei De Shemayim, running to the Ir Miklot, is only totally on whether or not there exists an Ir Miklot. If there's no Ir Miklot, you're not accomplishing anything by running to there, to that spot, or running to anywhere else in Golus. It's not an inyan, there is no inyan of being Yotzei De Shemayim by going there. And therefore, you shouldn't think that just because there's no Sanhedrin and there's no smicha and there's no dinei nefashos bisman hazeh, that still I can run to the Ir Miklot and the Yotzei De Shemayim and be protected from the Gol Adam, etc. No, the din of the kapara of Golus is totally in the Ir Miklot dafka, and therefore you are literally accomplishing nothing by running to an Ir Miklot bisman hazeh, or anywhere else in the world for that matter. That is a great question. I would like to hold off on answering it till we discuss a little bit more about what the Gol Adam is all about. Okay? Because there's a concept of a Gol Adam in both types of Ritzicha, Ritzicha B'mezid, and Ritzicha B'shogeg. Right? So I want to just get into a better discussion of what the Gol Adam is. I don't want to answer that question on Regalachas. Okay? All right. Does anyone have the time?
12:25.
Okay, good. So we're 5 minutes over. Sorry about that. All right. Everybody have a great Shabbos.